Hey everybody, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something that's close to my heart, practicing self-care. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-care, isn't that just a fancy way of saying take a bubble bath and eat chocolate? And while there's definitely nothing wrong with those things, self-care is so much more than that. It's about intentionally taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being, making choices that nourish your whole being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, right? You want the best fuel to keep the engine running smoothly. Self-care is like premium fuel for your life. It helps you perform at your best, handle stress with grace, and live a more fulfilling life. And honestly, we all need a little extra fuel these days. Between deadlines, relationships, and the constant barrage of information, it's easy to feel drained and overwhelmed. But here's the thing. Neglecting your self-care isn't just bad for you, it's bad for everyone around you too. When you're running on empty, you're less patient, more irritable, and less able to show up fully in your relationships. So let's break down some key takeaways that can help you prioritize self-care and live a more balanced life. First things first. Define what self-care means for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. What nourishes one person might drain another. Do you find peace in quiet moments of reflection, or do you recharge through physical activity? Maybe creative expression is your outlet, or spending time with loved ones fills your cup. Experiment and discover what activities genuinely make you feel refreshed and energized. Second, schedule it into your week. I know, life is busy. But even 15 minutes a day dedicated to self-care can make a world of difference. Treat it like any other important appointment, non-negotiable. Maybe that means waking up 15 minutes earlier for a walk or setting aside an hour in the evening for a relaxing bath. Make it a priority because you deserve it. Third, learn to say no gracefully. You can't pour from an empty cup, and overcommitting often leads to burnout. It's okay to decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your values. Remember, saying no is a form of self-love. Next up, practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be complicated. Just take a few moments each day to simply be present in the moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, and the sensations in your body. Mindfulness helps you ground yourself, reduce stress, and appreciate the little things. You know that feeling when you're completely lost in a good book or conversation? That's mindfulness in action. Finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and face challenges. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and remember that you're doing your best. Now, let's imagine this. You wake up feeling overwhelmed. Your to-do list is a mile long, deadlines are looming, and the news is filled with negativity. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos, right? But what if, instead of scrolling through social media or reaching for that extra cup of coffee, you took a moment for yourself? You could step outside for a 5-minute walk, focusing on the crisp air and the sound of birds chirping. Or maybe you spend 10 minutes practicing some gentle stretches, feeling your body loosen up and relax. Even these small acts of self-care can make a huge difference in how you feel and approach the day. It's about creating pockets of calm amidst the storm. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize your well-being, you have more energy, resilience, and clarity to face whatever life throws your way. You become a better version of yourself, both for yourself and for those around you. So, my friends, I challenge you to make self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. Start small, experiment, find what works for you, and watch the magic unfold. Remember, you're worthy of love, care, and attention both from others and most importantly, from yourself. That's it for today's Daily Stoicism episode. I hope this gave you some fresh perspectives on self-care and inspired you to make some positive changes in your life. If this resonated with you, please share it with a friend who could use a little dose of self-love. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review, it means the world to me. Until next time, keep striving for greatness and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.